Okay, that was yesterday. We were trying to understand when you have a steer in Chazakas, what he's supposed to do. The places are not sticking together. You have to put Chazakas to counteract each other and affect, cancel each other out. So what we put Chazakas, so one is Cheskes Tachkas Ha'Evin, and the other is Cheskes Vesula. Now, normally Cheskes Vesula is something which is nice, something which works for you. Here Cheskes Vesula, in a sense, works against you, because it tells us that she was Bina Vesula in the last possible moment, so therefore she's probably Nila Tachta, which is bad news for us. So it also says you have a clash of Chazakas and Yisrael and cancel each other out. We said yesterday there are the sheep to hold that the Cheskas Vesula is not such a great Chazakas, in fact, the only reason why. But according to Taisus, that the Chazakas are even, so come over here, come over there, wait a second, there should be another fact that takes into consideration, that's what's called Tarek and Arayusa, or here Tarek and Tivusa, that contradicting the Cheskas Vesula is the fact that Harei Bu'ul Lachanecha, so Harei Bu'ul Lachanecha means, so she's a Bu'ul now, so she's probably Bu'ul yesterday, probably Bu'ul day before, probably before going back, until the earliest time that we know, which replaced the act of Bia before she was Tachta, which reports the direction of the Mata of the woman. So the Vegas of Yeshua said, of as long as we should be Mata of this woman, the case of the Ashes Cohen, we're trying to figure out whether she had Bia, Tachta, or Inna Tachta, so her part of the Tibusa should point in the direction that she's Mutar. The combination of the Chesed Kashas plus the Chazam and the Hashta. So the only answer that we gave yesterday was a suggestion that, I doubt those are all this way, but this notion of Adi Tivusa, part of the race of that matter, is not written in stone, but the Rambam seems to deny it, that if you look carefully, the Gemara needed not Gimel, so it would appear that it's really a machlokes in the Gemara itself, how to understand the mikvah shenimda vim tzachasim, that the Gemara does quote a statement of the Chachon, that mikvah shenimda vim tzachasim, the person is Tameh, and only one beer in the Gemara is Tata L'Reyus, and the other beer is some kind of special unique thing by Tuma that doesn't carry out over to other areas of Allah, Haraim, Ram, then carry over the Shuvah. And that was the other Shiva. So, Lachara, we could give another Mahalach, which may be closer to home in the sense of something that Tosfos may probably accept. And that's the following. There is a suggestion that given by Tosfos, it appears in Tosfos in Masechus Nida, in the bottom of the day to the day. That if that Tosfos might come somewhere, that's the Chazan, right? So Taisa Nida raised the following suggestion. And if you look carefully, there are only two real cases in Shas, and more conditional ones also, but there are two classic cases in the Gemara about the Karat L'Reyusa. One is the case of Mikvah Shemim and the Chaser, and the other one is the case of the Shumah. Yes, they used fun to be Master Shumah, and then it turns out that the one was Chometz, and you're not sure at what point it became Chometz. So this points out that the Gemara does throw in a phrase in this sugi from Chaser Vasoi. Chaser Vasoi means that there are certain types of chazakas that change instantaneously, and there are certain chazakas that change over time. See, the process of losing water to mikvah, so most probably the reason why the mikvah became Chaser was not because some guy came and took a barrel and emptied out half the mikvah. But probably afterwards, over time of evaporation, the people going into the mikvah take a little bit of water with them. So that's what usually causes the mikvah to become chaser. Or, let's say, the process of wine becoming chometz. I'm not such a bachi in the wine business, but I imagine that it takes a little bit of time. It's spoiled milk. Sometimes you buy a container of milk that's fresh. You leave it out a little bit, starts to spoil. Eventually, it turns into cheese. Eventually, it becomes rotten. So it takes a little bit of time. That's what the Gemara calls chaser now, sorry. So the Gemara suggests this svar chaser site in this figure. Taisus picks up on it with the following kiddush. It also says, even though the Gemara doesn't say it in the context of Tachlaris, the Gemara says it in a little bit of a different context in the Sikh. Tosfos says maybe this cloud of Tachlaris only applies when it's a type of a Chazakah which is Chasin Yasoi. It's a type of a Chazakah that's changed step by step. Maybe then and only then does the principle of Tachlaris make any sense. If that's true, then obviously our capture then gets off the ground. Because the type of a Chazakah that we're talking about is she was a Basula, and now the question is, did it change? So if it changed, it changed at one split second. There's one second time she became Ois Basula. So obviously it's not shy after the call that Chasid has. So it's another type of the rest of doesn't apply. So the question we have to really ask ourselves is this necessarily true, this idea that Tosfos is saying, that the principle of type of the rest only applies to Chasid has in order to defend our Sugya? And if it's one that it's true, why in the world doesn't it make sense? The Chari doesn't seem to be a very arbitrary distinction. So, there is something significant to be gained by having this episode of limiting type of answer to chaser v'asoy types of chaser v'chodes. That's the sugya of a set of schools. So the soy ties in the food, tells us not to tzarchim, right? And we're figuring out the answer is? Chaser v'chodes. Okay. So Tosus makes the following observation. The Gemara in Chuyim learns out the mochar for chazafa meikara from Bayit HaMenuga. The thing is that someone comes and says we have a neighbor in the house, so they come to the Kohen comes and inspects it. So it has to have a certain shiur. What's the shiur for Nega? It has to be a pigris. How big is a gris? Size of pigris? Oops. Size of penny. How do you know that's the size of penny? Uh-huh. You're right. Why is it important that it's the size of penny?
You see the whole thing
on the finger, don't you? You think I just brought a penny to the finisher? Why do I always carry around a penny? I want to have a grist. Most of those guys only call me the pastor in the vice and do a shayla. Not the but why is it important? Huh? Oh, no, because it's important, right. Because milk is so it's important. A lot of ears that if a woman has her ears down, so if she has this called agosha, can we go back to the
No.
Not really? Okay. So the kids are going to come up soon anyway. Can take a look at the medical right now. So the din is that if a woman experiences a rias dam, so the Mishnah says that dam needs the tamei the culture, even the small from that the tamei her. Provided that she had a hagosha, provided that she had a sensation, she felt some kind of physical feeling when the blood was coming out. If a woman experiences bleeding and doesn't feel any sensation whatsoever, I think he does it a lot. Quotes and tackles. We're not talking about that now. But if a woman experiences bleeding without a hagosha, that's what's called an halacha only a kesem. That's just a stain. That's she's in the middle of the day, all of a sudden she goes to the bathroom, she knows there's a little bit of blood, so she didn't feel it coming out at all. She didn't have any inkling that was coming out. That's only called a kesem. And the Gemara says, Nida, that's only mitami hamid rabbanon. So the Gemara says in Masechas Nida that since tumas kesem is only the rabbanon, so the chachamim gave a certain kula to tumas kesem. What's the kula? That in the olden day, there used to be a lot of bugs around the house. So very often there was spots of blood on the woman's sheets, on the woman's clothes, on the woman's hand. He had a line of blood all over the place. It was hard to know whether the blood was really coming also Muhammad, it was coming from the bugs. So the Chacham said it, it's most of the bugs in the day of the Chazal, you know, would give a good blood, a good zet, so it would spritz out the blood and splatter to be a kris. So the Chacham made a takan, and they said that even though we're instituting it was ksamim, but hey mama, we're going to say that the din of tumas kesamim only sets in if the blood is more than a gris. It's less than a gris, so we're not going to institute that. That's what I'm sorry, because the whole tshuva, that applies is not a zet, because the blood is running around and he wants to come over to us to show you why it's so far. We assume halacha that the kula of gris so far is not a zet, even though the reason, the original reason for the gris may not necessarily be applicable is not a zet. So since the poskim have measured out a gris for our purposes, and the scale of most of the poskim around today is that it's approximately the size of a U.S. penny, therefore our bottom will usually carry with them or have access, easy access to pennies, because very often you get a shiloh and you have to decide, not that we're really looking for the bugs in that, we know the bugs are here, but sometimes women will bring a shiloh, and assuming that there's no hagash, it's then if it's a little just a drop of blood, less than a gris, so therefore it's important to always carry a penny around the north, so you never know when you get a bias in Nugashan. So...
Not
okay, anyway. This is true. So you'll never know when you get a murder by the region. The Gemara says that if a woman finds a kesem and a dama she'edim a kabal tumah, so then it's not considered to be a kesem, even if it's more than a gris. So I don't shout out why they gave that, why it's the nation, why they give that cool, that's a whole lot of stuff for that. I'm going to check the CDs. What CD is it? There's a cool of the Kesem and the Dabash and the Makabal Tuma. So Taisha's point down was that if an object is Makabal, any Tuma whatsoever, even if it's not Makabal most Tuma, but it's in the Parish of Kabbalah's Tuma, so then it's Makabal Kesem, it's going to be a problem. So Taisha's using an example. Let's say you have something which is not Makabal regular Tuma, but it's Makabal Tuma's Megoyim. What's the example? Sorry, that's Makabal Tuma's Megoyim. So normally to Makabal Tuma, something has to be a beggar. If you just have some strings or something, it's not Makabal Tuma, it has to be a real beggar. So it's not going to be Kabbal Tumas Meis, it can be Shepazera, it can be Sherets, but it will be Kabbal Tumas Negoim, because the Torah says, Negoim, Obishti of the Erev, the Erev is the wolf, and the wolf and something or other, it's just the wolf, or whatever it is, just the Shes of the Erev. So the Pesach writes that if a woman would find a little bit of dam, let's say, the Gemara tells a story that there was a woman who was working on a loom, She was leaving some stuff, and there was a little bit of blood that was found right on the legs on the chassis of Erev. So the Gemara says that they said that was a problem with some. So Tosfos says, why is that a problem with some? Chassis Erev is not makabel tuma. So Tosfos says, you're right, it's not makabel most tumas, but it is makabel tuma. So they go ahead. So that's enough to be a problem in terms of Ilchas Nidah. That's what both be made the following Ara. Let's say you would have a woman, not too common, a woman standing against the wall, and all of a sudden she walks away from the wall, she sees a little bit of red on the wall. So the question is the wall makabel tuma? So usually it's run on the chubar and the karas and not makabel tuma. So the pasuk says, no, not so fast, because the wall of the house is makabel tuma. So since in theory the wall of the house is called a chubar makabel tuma, so the chubar of the sake tuma summon on the, if you find a kesset on the wall. So that's what some pasuk said, that's only true where? It's Israel. In America, some houses don't have a capital to go. The Torah says, "Nasati negatzeras beveis eretz achuzasa." So since a wall in chutz la'aretz, a woman would find the castle on a wall in Washington Heights, it would not be a capital tumah. So therefore, I have an interesting issue with la'alafa. The matter always ask this trivia question. I want to give you guys like a bechidah chaznida something. The trivia question is: can we the one halacha that was some that's different between eretz Israel and chutz la'aretz? So the answer is: if you find the castle on a wall in chutz la'aretz, it's your teres labayla. If you find the kesset on the wall and it's your asur labayla. Then I always ask the question a little bit fancier and I say, give me an example of a difference in halacha between Hilchos Nida and Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. And in this regard, if you find the kesset in Yerushalayim, it's similar to Chutz La'aretz. Because the Gemara says in the Makabel that Yerushalayim is not Makabel Tumas Negoim, because it's not called Eretz Achuz Hasechem, Lash Pasechem, because Yerushalayim is always half of the Shvatim. That's about the shulchan. The Hilchos Nida quotes a whole book about where we say that. Kesem in America is Shikun Teres Labayla. Kesem in Palestine is Tzul Labayla. Kesem in Yerushalayim is Shikun Teres Labayla. So those are the kind of your practice. Anyway, so that's a strange and piece of tidbit information. Don't tell it to any visiting Rosh Hashivas and give you the chidas. I think we're totally off air. I remember once when I was in Kibbutz, so I come back for summer, and right after I came back, I hurt my back. It was a couple of days that I was flat in bed for a while. So I was very upset. You know, here I come to Yeshiva Kolod for 2 months, and I was spending the first week lying on my back. So one of the boys came into Bakachoa, so he said to his father, he says, "Nasati negetzerah, so they say Eretz Chazasan." He says, why is it on the 6th? So you don't have negative hot, then why is it only in Eretz Yisrael? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu only punishes you. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, so that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Hashgacha process is much more severe. So what is the time that you do in America? Because it's your fellow. If you do a chet in Eretz Yisrael, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu really slaps you and zaps you right away. That's why you were okay in America, you didn't have any back problems. You didn't know they had the same problem the year before in America. You don't have any back problems in America, come to Eretz Yisrael, you get back problems. That's what he said to me. That was the Gevalu Nisom. So I smiled and said, thank you very much for those wonderful words of advice. He wasn't learning Kabbalah. He had used to learn Kabbalah. He was another yeshiva and he had come for Shabbos. So after the following week, I get a letter from him saying that I beg you, Mechila, that I bothered the Gemara and Rav Metzia in Perek Hazor. So what he meant was, the Gemara says that when you come to visit somebody who's suffering, so you're not allowed to say to them, the reason why he's suffering is because of your avarice. Because that's what knows the Gemara, because that's the issue that I said. Say to somebody, you're allowed to say about yourself, the Gemara says, but first, as Yisurus, he's supposed to be mefashker for myself. You're not supposed to be mefashker for myself, chavero. You're not supposed to inform somebody else about their terrible avarice, that's why he's suffering. So he was taka right, and he did it, and he was over on the Gemara. He felt very good when he said that to me. Anyway, that was the one to share, you got Amigay Bakr. Getting back to that story, so the Gemara says that the whole law of a chazam of the car is a negev asim. Why? The Torah says the Kohen comes, looks at the bias, and he sees there's a neg of a gris on the wall of the house. So he's ready to be with Tavi the bias, but he's not allowed to be with Tavi the bias when he's standing in the bias, but that's stupid because he's going to come probably also. So he goes outside. So he's standing outside, and he's about to scream out, Tavi! So it comes to the Gemara in Kohen that says, how come he has the right to scream out, Tavi? Make it taste that it's Tavi. Maybe since he left 10 seconds ago, maybe the nether got smaller. Maybe it's no longer grist. Maybe just 5 minutes ago it was a penny, and now it shrunk a little bit. So what right does the Kohen have to say Tamei? Says the Gemara, yes. From here, then you follow Chazaka. This is the mocha for Chazaka and Kol Terakula. This is the mocha that you don't have to check your tefillin every morning before you put them on. You can rely on Chazaka, because the Torah says that the Kohen is allowed to rely on the Chazaka that was Tamei. So it comes Taisus on that sugya and asks, I understand, we already said yesterday there are two dinu chazafa. There's one dinu chazafa, like the checking of the tefillin. What right do you have to put against tefillin today? How do you know they're kosher? Because they were kosher last week, hopefully. They were kosher last year. Last time we said, check it, they were kosher. And there's no reyes or lefaneinu. There's nothing to make us believe that anything changed. So chazafa means you just continue the status quo. But there's a second dinu chazafa, which means, like the Mishnah in Nidah Rabbeis that we mentioned yesterday, the woman had a cheskes tara, and now she starts to bleed. So she doesn't know exactly when she started to bleed. She doesn't know whether she started to bleed an hour ago or 5 seconds ago. So the Mishnah says that in a Torah, called a nashim dayan shaitan. In a Torah, you're allowed to follow the chazaka meikara and say that she started to bleed at the last possible moment. That's already a second type of chazaka. That's not the same as the first. The first type is a chazaka without any reyes or bechlal. Whereas here, not only is there reyes, it's worse than reyes. We know that the chazaka has changed, and we're just trying to determine at what point the chazaka changed. So the chazaka meikara tells us that the status changed at the last possible moment. So it comes Taisa and says, where do you see from the parish of Nidhi Bhattan that second din is true? Maybe it's not an maybe there is no such thing, and that's clearly not the case. The Mishnah of the Farish, the whole first thing you need is assuming that chazaka means even when the chazaka has changed, you're allowed to assume it has changed at the last possible moment. So it comes Taisa and says, the stomach, we have to say as follows. You have to add a little bit onto the case of the Chumash. The Torah says that the Kohen sees it's a gris, he walks out and says, Tom, and then he comes back next week. That's what the Torah says. But he comes back next week, so then top of the Nega is below a gris, it's top of Shema. So now, the question is, we know that the Chazaka has changed, and the question is, at what point did it change? Did it change 5 seconds ago, or did it change a week ago in those first 5 minutes after we left the house before we declared, Tom, not enough, Kavina? You have to be there. If it really changed before he declared Tamei, so then it turns out it was never really Tamei. And if anybody walked into that house during this course of this past week, is ever since Tahor. So now it's critical for us to know, when did the Chazaka change? When did the Negra shrink to being below a gris? If it shrunk before the declaration of Tamei, then it turns out, I'm afraid, the Kain made a mistake, and it was never really Tamei. So the person who walked in was Tahor. If it turns out that it shrunk later, so then once the bias was declared to be a bias tamei, so it remains tamei until it becomes a pasuk of the Tzohar. So comes Telson and says, you see klar that the Torah says that the coin biyotzer a bias, he declares that the bias is tamei, notwithstanding the fact that next week he may very well find that it's less than a gris. That's what the Torah did that scenario, finding less than a gris. And what does the Torah say about vola bias? Kol yimeis giras on yiklo. The Torah says that anybody who walked into the Bayis of Manuga during the past week is going to be Tameh. So how could we possibly that this guy is Tameh? So it tells us, you see from here that we're following Chazaka, and you see from here that notwithstanding the fact that the Chazaka changed, we were assuming that it changed at the last possible moment. That's what Torah says. So that's the scenario of Chazaka which has changed. The fact that right now it's less than a grace that comes, Torah says and asks ourselves, if that's really true, that's what the Torah is telling us, and then the din should be real, it should be tahor. Why? The person who walks into the house during this week has a cheskes tara. And there's a classic example of title of tibusa. True, there's a chazaka make tara that the house used to have a gris, so that points in the direction of being the tami, the person. But can they get that chazaka of the bias with the cheskes tara of the individual who walked in? The Hadei combined together with the Chazaka and the Hashna of the fact that right now we play the Taka of the Negev is less than a gris. That's a classic Mikvash and Nimdim Yitzchosa. That's a classic Taka with Tibusa. So, question on not a Chosa, it's Kasha and Rabbi Shalom, Kasha and Parshas Mitzrayim. How could the Torah tell us that the Yosel Akhenu Abayas, that he has to be a Tami Abayas, not the same the fact that he's going to find out that it's less than a gris later? Those two things should combine together, that Chazaka and Hash should combine together with the Chazaka Meikara of the person, Chazaka Tara, to be a title of Tibus. So that's the question. They leave it there. So the answer to this question is found with Tosafot Masechet Nidah. Tosafot Masechet Nidah says, no, you know why title is a raise that doesn't apply here? Because it's not Chazaka Asoi. He's got problems.
It is. It's the same thing as
Nigga. It's totally the same thing as a different. How do you think a Nigga shrinks? Doesn't it shrink? I don't know too much about Nigga and about disappearing, but I imagine it starts to fade away the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The being that once the coin is the time of the house, then from that point on, it has been coming, so it doesn't matter. The only time period we're concerned about is the time period from the time the coin leaves to the time it says.
No, but the process of becoming from more than a gris to less than a gris. Isn't that like a mikvah being 41 son or 39 son? Isn't that like truma, which was yayin from becoming chometz?
Right, but the difference
right.
is, how do we know?
So comes Pesach, you might need a base there. Okay. And if the daf on that, or something else? Raising the babies, no? Oh, so the next son. I think it's going to happen on the next day when it comes, maybe. Okay, so Tosfos in Nida was sensitive to that question, and Tosfos in Nida tries to explain to all those experts in Yuchos, they give out, and you know, that's what happens to the Negev. The Negev is Niklas Vasachas, that's it, right? It's a change of the Shia of Vasachas. So Tosfos in Chulin, who left us hanging with his cash and refused to give this answer, could be one of two reasons. Either they disagree with the Chos of Asoi story, because in fact, Tosfos in Chulin does quote different opinions whether the Chos of Asoi is a valid Tzara or not. Or maybe Tosfos in Chulin also accept the Chos of Asoi, but somehow they found it very difficult to envision that the Nega shouldn't meet the criteria of Chos of Asoi. It's a little bit upper grass. But if you accept this notion that Tosfos is limited only to the case of Chos of Asoi, and you're willing to say that a Nega is not Chos of Asoi, then you solve the problem in Asoi.
This was a Russian Chulin. He mentions exactly how it's supposed to, and he gives a tarot. He says Chos of Asoi, and then he asks the question of why is the case of Nega Chos of Asoi? He says that when it comes to the mikvah, so any time before we check it now, it could have become tamei, and it could have become chaser, and therefore that would have
everybody
tamei.
Whereas here
is only during that time.
Means it doesn't matter. Even if we would have checked it now, it would have been irrelevant once the kohen already passed.
Once the kohen passed, coming, so a whole week passes by. So chaser v'asoy, because only through that small short time period, that's considered a chaser v'asoy because it's such a short time period. Anything that happens later, it's not really relevant.
Yeah,
so
I don't understand that. Yeah, I'm not sure I understand that. I hear what you say. I don't know. Take a look. Okay. What I'm more interested in, not the details of Chicago aside, I'm more interested in why the world did it play wrong. I mean, why Chicago's dream that that's critical in terms of Pat Larry? So, no one wants to see why.
So, you say the way you want to have the nature of work, so you guys, the Escotary Post of the Pnecha contradicts the Pest, the Pest contradicts the Pest of Mikva, and then you have the Pest of Tumma, which is on the left. But over here, there's not contradictory, because you could still have the Cheskas. Because over here, you could still have the Cheskas Tumah B'Mayis up to exactly the last moment. Because Zakat HaHashpah doesn't have to go back in time, but you could say it changes the last moment.
So you're trying to tell if Cheskas makes it better or worse?
No, if it starts to cross over our side, then you have to assume that that the Cheskas of HaHashpah wouldn't go back in time. When it was always like that in the past, because...
Okay. And why should anybody disagree with that? So let's raise a basic question. Before we can understand Chos of Asoi, we'll really have to ask ourselves this. What does Tag L'Ereis mean? I know Rav Shimon didn't believe in it, Rambam probably didn't believe in it, but we believe in it. We're very good believers of Tag L'Ereis. What does it mean? Make the case of Tag L'Ereis. So the fundamental Hakira in Tag L'Ereis. She tries already to raise this Hakira. How do you understand Tag L'Ereis? Is Pshat, the Tag L'Ereis just means simple math. You add up all the different chazakas that you have. And we made a joke yesterday, Ruba Chazak, Ruba Adit, to the person with the most of the votes is going to win. So what are different valid chazakas? So chazaka, it's a case of the mikvah. So the chazakas power of a person, that's one good chazaka to deal with. The chazakas is two of the person, that's one chazaka. You have the notion of chazakas Kashas of the mikvah, and then you have the chazaka the hashta, that since the mikvah is puzzle now, the stomach has been puzzle for a pretty long time. You can go back in time. How do you know that that's true? Chazaka the hashta, what is it going to have a puzzle for chazaka the hashta? Chazaka the hashta is the opposite of chazaka the mikvah. Chazaka the mikvah means whatever it used to be, so we're assuming it's continuing in this direction. Chazaka the hashta means if it's now, so we're assuming that that's the way it was before. How do you know that? How do you know that even exists? So it's a svara. So that's part of the parasha, Chazaka Meikar. Chazaka Meikar means the world is a pretty stable place. Things basically remain the same. So Chazaka Meikar means that it was once such a way, so you have a right to continue it. But the parasha means if it's now this way, you have a right to go back also. What do you do when you have a clash between Chazaka Meikar and Chazaka Nahashra? Which wins? Chazaka Meikar, how do you know that? How do you know when you have a clash between Chazaka Meikar and Chazaka Nahashra? It's not even the latest Asafic Meikar.
When he comes back a week later.
Okay, give me a more of a favorite story. Not the more of a Mishnah, that's everybody quotes. All the Achronim quote. First Mishnah, that Kol Nashim Dayan Shaita. But we said that when a woman starts to bleed, something that Torah, you assume she was the horrific and then stops for a moment. Even though she has a Chazaka Dahash that she's bleeding now. So you have a clash of Chazaka Dahash. Chazaka Mekar says, go this way. Chazaka Dahash says, go that way. So comes the Mishnah, it says that. Mishnah Torah, everybody agrees that you follow the Chazaka Mekar. Midi Rabban, and sometimes you follow the Yechoshish of Chazaka Dahash. That's a Chum Midi Rabban. Everyone agrees in that Torah, you follow Chazaka Mekar. Fine. But even though Chazaka Mekar beats out Chazaka Dahash, it doesn't mean Chazaka Dahash is not an entity. Quite possible, it is a valid entity in Halacha, and it has to be put onto the sheet to the tallying sheet. So we never talk to the race, so you have 2-1-1. So 2-1-1. So the two is going to win. That's one side of the Shishma. The other side of the Shishma is Chazaka Dahash is a non-entity in Halacha. There's no pasuk. No mokor in Shas, no mokor in Chumash. Menoha Mils of Yom Rebbe, Avril of Asa Chazaka Dahashka. Don't say any Svara, so you can't say any Svara, don't need this stuff. So there's no Svara, there's no mokor, there's nothing that Chazaka Dahashka exists. So guess what? Chazaka Dahashka does not exist. You can't pass it up anything based on Chazaka Dahashka. So in Kain, what does Pathalarius mean? Pathalarius doesn't mean that Chazaka Dahashka exists. Pathalarius just means that when you have a chazaka against the chazaka, so what usually it's a stalemate, they're both equal. No reason to believe one chazaka is stronger than the other. Unless you can find some factor that one chazaka has that the other chazaka doesn't have. That's what Pythagoras is saying. When you have a chazaka which is contradicted by a chazaka dahashka, even though chazaka dahashka is not something to pasken up in and of itself, that's not one of the Klal Yatari, the Paschim Shaila is based on Chazaka Dahashka. You can't close your eyes to reality. The reality is when you have a Chazaka Dahashka against the Chazaka Mekar, that's a weaker type of Chazaka. So in the case of Mikvash and Nimda, what do you have? You really have two Chazakas to play. You have a clash of two Chazakas. One is the Cheskas Tara, or the Cheskas Tachas of Mikvah, and the other is the Cheskas Tumah of the person. Which is a stronger Chazaka? So the answer is, the cheskas tumah of the person we don't know has changed yet, whereas the cheskas conscious of the mikvah we know for a fact has changed. Haraya in the mikvah now. Chalsef comes to Sheshmaitz and says when you have a clash between chazakas, which one chazaka is a chazaka which has been weakened, which has been proven to no longer apply, in contrast to another chazaka which is shor v'kayam, which is no reason to believe has changed, the stronger chazaka of the two wins. So those are two fundamentally different ways of learning Pshat and Pathalarius. Either Pathalarius presupposes the existence of Chazaka Dahashka, and now it's just a 2-on-1, or Pathalarius denies the existence of Chazaka Dahashka as an independent Chazaka, all Chazaka Dahashka does is weaken one of the two Chazakas, and the name of the other, the stronger the two Chazaka Meikaras, is going to win. Let's say you have a Shaila where there's no Chazaka Meikar whatsoever. There's nothing to do. We don't know. There is no case history. Just three spots today. And we want to use Chazaka Dahashka to pass the Shaila in and of itself. Will that work? It will. So according to the first side of Shesh Ma'asiyah, Chazaka Dahashka is part of the parish of Chazaka. It's one of the Kol Yerah. So in the absence of a Chazaka Mekara, Chazaka Dahashka is an entity. That's it. Because according to the second side of Shesh Ma'asiyah, Chazaka Dahashka is a non-entity. So it's a miles away. It's a life or something. Anybody have a learned tradition? I don't want to bring me a ride from this expedition. You don't want the first part of the expedition? You don't want that to be a amazing condition? Nobody lived that to be a amazing condition? You don't have to remember the ride, just tell me you learned that to be a base. No, okay. You have to say whatever you want. The Gemara tells a story. Because it did, that in Kaddish Yishuv, the lesson of Sharkudas is not the Tidemis. So the Gemara tells a story that there was somebody who was a Kaddish, a woman, with this stone or something, the Abdul Kukhla. There's a stone. There's a stone from the head to do that. So you're not supposed to be Kaddish with diamonds, sometimes you're talking about that. So there's a Kaddish, this girl with the Abdul Kukhla. It's a very small little piece of the Abdul Kukhla. And then they weren't sure, for Shas Mice, whether it was Sharkudas or not. So what do they do? Until eventually they got to step the Shah of Chizda. A month later the Shah comes to Chizda. And they brought him the zigaret, they brought him the ring, they brought him the ring, they brought him the piece of gem and stuff. So Rav Chisda is looking at the stone and he brings in the expert and he asks, is it worth a prut d'nail? And Rav Chisda, the whole deal, is it worth a prut d'nail or not worth a prut d'nail? So comes the Sheish Mayitz and says, but the Kedusha was a month ago. I'm not familiar with it, whether it's worth a prut d'nail. You can't determine what it was worth the Shas Kedusha, so what is going to have to be done now? So the Sheish Mayitz at Nistama, this Gemar Zaraya, for the principle of Chazak of the Hashka, namely, that if Rav Chisda could prove that it's worth a prut d'nail, so we don't have any Chazak on the Ikara on the ring. We don't know anything about what the status of the ring was beforehand. So the stumble, we could use the principle of Chazak of the Hashka to go back in time. So then he discusses whether that's a good idea. So if you accept the principle of Chazak of the Hashka, that's a great idea. If you deny it, so you have to reread that command. So the Chora, this issue that Tosis raises, but the Chazak Asoi plays a role in terms of the application of Tosis to Rezo, the Chora depends on us also. If you hold that the whole purpose of a Chazak of the Hashka in the Tosis to Rezo is to weaken the Chazak of the Ikar, is to show that that Chazak of the Ikar that you thought was the greatest thing in the world, guess what guys, it's not so powerful anymore. One could argue that only makes sense in a type of a Chazak of the Hashka, which is Chazak Asar. Chazak Asar means that we already know that the Chazak of the Ikar is standing on one broken leg. Chazak that changes, it's starting to wither away at the mikvah, the wine is starting to spoil, and not only do we know that the mikvah tends to be Chazak Asar, guess what guys? We know that the mikvah is Chazak Asar, it's Chazak Mamish right now. Now it's already reached the point of Chazak. So if you hold that the purpose of Chazak of the Hashka in the scenario of Tat L'Reyasa is to weaken the Chazak of Bekara, one can argue that only a type of a Chazak of the Hashka that's Chazak of has that ability to do so. If it's a one-time thing, so then why should you assume that one-time thing happens closer to the beginning and closer to the end? You don't know. So l'chora, the notion of Chazak of is a svara in terms of indicating the weakness of the original Chazak of Bekara. However, if you hold that part of the Reinasa has absolutely nothing to do with weakening the original Chazak, the original Chazak is very sharp and fire. All the Chazak is a Gevaldik, everyone's happy. The only thing is, at the end of the day, you have 2-on-1. So then, Mehecha Teisa, if all you're doing is simple math, 2-on-1, so Mehecha Teisa, you should distinguish between Chazak Asoy and not Chazak Asoy. Tachas, this comes to the shove, even if it's not Chazak Asoy, you still have 2-on-1. You still have Chazak and the Hashka plus the Chazak and the Mekar, which is in the outweigh the other Chazak and the Mekar. So, over this issue, Tosfos, where the Chazak Asoy is the determining factor, which again can potentially be used to solve the Tosfos problem in the Sefer Chulin about the very mocker of Chazak Nekara, which can potentially become useful in our sugya to circumvent the problem of Tata L'Reyasa in our Tosfos. This is L'Chor all hinging on this fundamental Chakira as to how to understand what's shot in Tata L'Reyasa. Okay? Good.
Why is it going slow?
Because that already, once you have a type of that where you see that the Chazak is already starting to lose steam, you know, something which is not Chazak Asoi, that means the Chazak was Shar V'Kayim so long, it's been Shar V'Kayim, nothing's been touching the Chazak until the last split second, that's still a pretty powerful Chazak. Which end came with, even when the Chazak was valid, it was already 1 foot out the door. Okay, so if you're already 1 foot out the door, then you have 2 feet out the door. Good. So everyone got this also, yeah? Okay, this is the Shu'ai, this is the end of yesterday's Shu'ai. Who's ready for one more sugya of Sfeik Sfeika? Ready for another one? Sfeik Sfeika Mishra Mecha, is that Rav Tov? Ready? Okay. For those who are getting a little confused in Sfeik Sfeika, we have one more of this sugya, and we have one more Sfeik Sfeika sugya, and we get a little break. That comes back to us in just a little bit of time. Just a little bit. And then actually, by the of time, we'll be hopefully finished. Comes Taisus Yibai Seima, the Ashes Israel, the Kabul of the Kedusha Chusri Baz Bilashani. In the case of the Ashes, the Kitanash and his Kacha, there was only one suffix in the matter. The suffix here is not Tachta, not Tachta, that's not an issue anymore. Of course, it was Tachta. The Shalmas was the oldest of us. From Taisus Yibai, the Kabul of the Kedusha, suffix the Oinus, suffix the Ratzai, the Kitan, the Ratzai, suffix the Kitan, the Kitan, the Ashes, the Kitan, 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 that Pitik Tana Oynes. So even if you were convinced this little girl to have Kashrus with you, if you did it on this, so that should bite if you're a snake snake. Maybe it's Oynes, maybe it's Verotza. Even if it's Verotza, maybe it's Pitik Tana Oynes. Yeah, Shlomo Deshem Oynes Chadu. Says Tosis, that's what's called in the lingo of the Rishonim, Shein Echad. It's a snake snake of the Shein Echad. Because what are you saying? The basic stuff it gives is onus as a rotzo. You're giving two different permutations of onus. Either it's onus that she was mamish physically raped, or onus that she was finagled into it, and she's only 5 years old, so she went along with it. That's also a big deal because it'd be onus. So in terms of aroch Hashem, I guess. Does everybody agree to place this? That says faith of Shemechod is no good. So what's the obvious answer? Obviously not. There must be nothing to talk about. So who's the Rishon who holds, seems to hold that Shein Echad kids consent to be a snake saver? So the Rambam seems to hold that way. The Rambam doesn't address it. The Rambam uses the phrase snake saver Shein Echad. But from something that the Rambam did say, the Rishon of Medayik, the Rambam probably did hold this way. There is, of course, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, the famous sheet is the Rambam, that the Rambam denied the principle of Peter Khan Oyes. The Rambam said that Gemara Yivam is Shabbat, and that Gemara Yivam is Shabbat, and any of those lines of the Gemara Peter Khan Oyes. We pass that Pitik Tana is lav Oynes. So it comes in our condition and says, what was compelling the Rambam to turn all of the Masechet Yevamos upside down on its head? Why did the Rambam pass in Pitik Tana Oynes? And the answer is, because he went Masechet Ketubos. And Masechet Ketubos says beyond the shadow of a doubt that Pitik Tana is lav Oynes. Okay, where does it say that in the Gemara? Our Kasha, our Tosis. Tosis was bothered with this Kasha, let's say Sveik Sveika, Shema. Shema ba'onis, Shema ratzon, perform ba'ratzon, maybe it's pitik tana ones, and the only way for us to solve that problem was to introduce a foreign concept, a new brand new innovative concept with the sveik sveik, involved sveik sveik, Hashem echad is no good, says the Magen Mishnah, the Mechilas Kavetaisis, the Rambam never heard of that. The Rambam held that sveik sveik, Hashem echad is a valid sveik sveik, why the world should not be a good sveik sveik? So the Melech is the Rambam held that Taisis Teretz is not feasible to say. The only conclusion that Rambam could have drawn in our sugya is that Peter Khan is lava oynes. Because otherwise, you'd be stuck with the sake sake of that place was introduced. This is usually presented as the Rambam. That what prompted the Rambam to conclude Peter Khan is lava oynes is because the Rambam couldn't believe that sake sake of Hashem Echad should not be an acceptable sake sake. So if I ask you, what do you think we should be talking about? So probably you can figure that out now. Should Sveik Sveik and B'Shem Echad be good enough? What do you think? Logically. Forget about what the Ram says, forget about what Tosa says. What do you guys think? You guys, what do you think? Jeff, what do you think? Sveik Sveik B'Shem Echad. Any ideas? Yeah, of course it's Ram Rav. Everything's going to be. That'll be the whole key of the semester. Just the Ram and Rav. But it's giving everything you know about Sveik Sveik, you know, lining up in the right category. So L'chara, this is also the Shittasa. The Rambam, I mean, the Rambam, but this is Shittasa. Why? What is the problem with Sveik Sveik and B'Shem Echad? If you work with a Rashba, that Sveik Sveik is a rogue, so that's a real good problem. Why? Because if you already said 25, it's not a real rogue, it's a joke of a rogue. It's a blackboard rogue. You draw four possibilities in the board, so out of the four possibilities, three point in the direction of Hefter, three out of four, that's a rogue. But Medvam Amurim, when you can draw four possibilities, but if two of the possibilities are repeats, so you don't have boxes. You can't draw a chart when you're just redrawing the same chart over again. So according to the Rashba says, you have to look at all the logical possibilities and point to a row of the logical possibilities being mutter. But if you're just repeating yourself in the same maybe it's mutter because it's onus, and if it's longer it's not, maybe it's mutter because it's onus. So that's just restating the same fact, so you lost your row. Actually, ain't gonna be whole like the Rambam. It says that Sveika works in two stages. It works Sveika Drabana Kula. And it's Sveik device of Kula in the Rhymes, and then the second is Sveik Dalam Kula. Why did that concern us going to get Shem Echad? So that's not. So it's Shem Echad. But Tachlis, there are two different cases. The two different Kulas that we're pulling out. So first we're using the Svara in our case. First we're using the Svara of Ones, something Ones, something Ratzon, to create a Sveika Deraisa Lakula with Deraisa. And then once we have that Sveika Deraisa Lakula with Deraisa, we have Nisid Rabban on our hands. But we're turning around and saying, oh, guess what? We're not even sure we have Nisid Rabban. There's a 50-50 chance whether we even have Nisid Rabban on our hands. So what is so terrible about that? Huh? So what's the way you think? According to it's so crazy to say that Shem Echad works. According to Rashi, it doesn't make any sense, right? Good, Master, okay. Good. Solves everyone. Everyone buys this? Yeah, no, not the way. Not if somebody asked that question. Otherwise, it wouldn't be shikur. So let's present it like this. This is sorry. Most of the Rishonim, Shacharach, accept this. The Shah of the Kolei Tzveikel, which became the entire day of work on Tzveikel. We just said let's say that we're going to have another. However, let's ask ourselves the following question. This chisaron of Tzveik of Shemechon, are we really convinced that this is a chisaron deraisa? I mean, Tzveik is a principle deraisa, such a point in the Tzveik is a real qualm in a Torah, Tzveik is Dino Kirov. So are we really convinced that this Tzveik misses the mark in HaTorah? Well, maybe you can kvetch and say that, come on. Look, the whole Tzveik with Amrov, I mean, we don't understand what's going on. So it's also a rov, might not be me, you repeat yourself a little bit. Chazara, same stuff and over again. It also creates a rov. Maybe the Tzveik of Tzveik with Shemeth just looks bad. It doesn't look like a Tzveik. People can confuse it with a Tzveik of Deraisa or Chumra. So what's the Chisar? Is it a real bona fide Chisar of Deraisa or Tzveik with Shemeth? What's the meaning of Raya from a Rishon? We don't, that's not the topic, right? But at least according to that Rishon. It's a funny Raya, because it's from the Rishon of the United States paper. What did the Ra'al say yesterday? Remember the Ra'al was the biggest anti-space faker, but then the Ra'al has stared at Gemara in the face and said, I had to come out to space faker. So what did the Ra'al say? What was the second verse of the Ra'al? Yeah, mid there ISIS fake fake attack worked all the time. But mid there Rabban and the Chum did away with it. That's when the priest said something got a good stuff with the Tyrobus. What he really meant to say was that mid there Rabban and all space fake is no good, right? That's what the Ra'al said. But what? Even though mid there Rabban and all space fake is no good, when are we going to. The buck stops here. When are we not going to do that Chum mid there Rabban? Well, we're not going to be Lokanisha with Bible based on mid there Rabban. That was the story that the Ra'al said. So even whether if you disagree with everything else that I ought to say in terms of one of those space fakers, but that Nakuda, how you can extract from, which makes a lot of sense, you don't want to be militant Isha Mibailo based on a problematic space faker with your opponent. So it came some Acharedim and said, the Chora, that principle that Ra'al makes a lot of sense, and probably the other Rishonim would accept that notion also. So the Chora, you have a Raya then from Tosfos and our Sugya that this fake fake of Shem Echad is a lousy fake fake even with Ra'al. Why? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that in the case of Chesed Pesuch Nesasi, Devon Oisrael, the case of the Mimot Sinish and Vaila, is what case? It's the case of Miskatsha Rapachas Megimel. That's one of the two cases. The Ashes Kohen, but Miskatsha Rapachas Megimel. In the case of the Scratch of Pachas Megimel, Tosfos says there is a Sfeik Sveika, but the problem with the Sfeik Sveika is that it's Mishem Echa. Right? There is a Sfeik Sveika. Shem was only Shem Barat, and it's only Barat, and maybe she was a Ketana, and therefore the Ketana is Ones. So it is a Sfeik Sveika working in our Sugya. The only problem is that it's a lousy Sfeik Sveika because it's Sfeik Sveika of Mishem Echa. So if the Ra'al is correct, and all the Mishem accept that principle, you may not might see a woman from a husband based on a fake figure that only fails with the Rabbanim. So, our Gemara, right, this is not a riot from some Jew in the or a Shabbat, it's our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Tachlis, Yemosi, and Isha Mibayla, in the case of his Kachib, Apachlis, Mibaz Gimel. And Tosis claims that this Gemara is an example of a fake figure, Misha Nebat, and you're still multi Isha Mibayla. So, it's not the advice you can hear that a fake figure, Misha Nebat, is a lousy, ruins it, finished, it's done, over and out, even in HaTorah. That's what Tashas the Rambam is. But really, and again, as we said, according to Rashba, it makes sense to say that it's a problem in it. This principle of Sveik Sveikah, Mishem Echad, the Shach, there's a lot of fine tuning to this clock. And the Shach finishes off because there's nothing much left of it. Everyone ready to that Shach? Slide it off? You understand the whole clock? We'll understand what the Shach is doing. A little bit?
Put me in.
Bits and pieces, right? Not so simple. Okay. So let's try to explain it back. We all started with the Erev Halacha. socio-economics has changed totally in the sense of that nobody is child in this era anymore. In the olden days, up until about 100 years ago, so this was one of like, you got Hitler's Nida Shilas, so you used to get Hitler's Bukhari Shilas. All the Jews were, some of the Jews were farmers. Everybody had the bookman, they owned the cows, everyone owned cows and sheep. So these to get Bukhari Hitler's Shilas all the time. The first mission, Bukhari tells us that unless you sell part of your animal to a guy before he gives birth, you're going to be up the creek, you're going to have Bukhari Hitler's Shilas. And the dinner is Osama because the rebel is summoned because you're not allowed to work, you're not allowed to shech, you're not allowed to move. You're going to have a big hassle with this, with your bechor. So you have to sell this. Mamma Zen, the Gemara says, the only ace is to sell to a good before he actually gets birth. But very often what would happen is that people who aren't always that careful, or goof, whatever, they forgot, they've been wrong kidnapped, and sometimes they would end up with these animals and they weren't sure, and they were not a bechor, serious, serious shadow. You know, who is from LA? Besides Mark, who knows? No? No one doesn't know? Number one? Okay. So, Jacob, one of the big shuls in California. So, he was my roommate, first year together in YU. So, his father was a cattle dealer. I tell you this, guys? Can I tell you this? So he was a cattle dealer up in upstate New York, 55 miles away from Buffalo. Okay, you can imagine where that is. Lindenville, New York, the Jewish population, 5,000 cows. He was a. He came here this year. So his father owned a lot of animals, who were having a lot of babies. So there was he had a very complicated shana fear written up because he wasn't just old cows, he was constantly buying and selling cows. So he had to have a guy join his whole corporation. So I remember the time it was Albert at the time. Albert relationship you're ready here. So the Albert and Rabbi Shechter wrote out this complicated shtar mechira for his father to sell a share in his whole farm out work over there to the guy and run to avoid it with in the farm. So in the olden days, this was more common. It wasn't like any shadows also. I haven't gotten it yet. So the following shadow was presented by the Chumash Hadesha, the Shachat Kuron. Now the interesting thing about the Chumash Hadesha is what? You know? About the Shadows and Jews? Yeah, he wrote his own shadows, yeah. So that's what he always had. He had the most exciting shadows of all the Rishonim because he made them up. Because it never happened. So he had a super clarity to say. It's like me, I had a shit to say. So you write you make believe that that's what it says in the Gemara. So he made believe this is what happened, and you wrote a bunch of clarity shoes. So she was a Rishon deal. I think that's only the first halach. He has two halachim of Shuvas. I think the second shadow may be real shadows that really happened. I'm not sure. Anyway, the way this happened or not, this is the following issue. We spoke about Potter's issue a few months ago, that there's a whole discussion at the beginning of the third paragraph of the Bechiris. If you have a cow in front of you, that's giving milk. So usually the animal grows a person, or the animal is producing milk, it's usually a sign that it already had a baby. The Gemara says, not absolutely necessarily true. And that's Machlokes Gemara, Machlokes Tanaim. Like, let's say I buy an animal from a guy. I have no idea whether this animal had a firstborn or not. Now the animal gives birth to a male. So if the animal never had a baby before, this is a bechor. This says kedusha. I got a problem on here. Whereas if it gave birth already 5 years ago, so obviously this is not the bechor. So it happens to me that I know for a fact this animal was already producing milk before I bought it. So is that a riot in itself? Machlokes Tanaim. So we passed in. Have we passed in new members? We passed in the Chol Inapolter. I'm all passed in the Chol Inapolter. Even though Robeimus in Chol Bos on King Yodos, it's on this that Rabbi Tam said his famous statement. New Mike, this is what you told me yesterday, right? Shalom. This is what Rabbi Tam said in this case. That how come Rabbi Tam said, how come we passed in that you have to be Chol Shri Bechor? Or Bechor is a good robe. That Robeimus in Chol Bos on King Yodos. Because of smoke people chazak. Once in a while you get an animal that can milk people without having given birth. It's 4 months a little tzimish, so it was able to have milk. So it's a miyut. Plus the chazak is that the animal hasn't given birth yet. Every animal when it's born has not yet given birth. So the chazak points in the direction that yisr, bahabi the miyut. So smoke people chazak is a chul midirban. That's what we're going to. But that's the deal. Whether you accept it or not, we might set the soup for now that this any animal that's going to be born, the firstborn is going to be born for this animal, we're going to assume it's a suffix b'chol. We don't know for sure, it's a suffix b'chol. So what happened? So you bought this animal from the guy that was ready to go, and you forgot to sell part of the animal for the guy. And now Mazel Tov, it has a boy. And that boy in front of us is a suffix. Right? It's a suffix b'chol. Now what happens? This animal, you have the cow that was milking, and you're not sure whether it had given birth previously. Fine. Okay? Now what happens? Mazel tov, this cow gives birth to who? The twins. The twins. It's a mission. Gives birth to twins, the two boys. Okay? Now I want to take one of these boys, one of these chorus, which happened to be it. I'm not allowed to do that enough. So somebody wanted to suggest it to me. Said, that it should be mutter, because it's late set, but what? The first suffix is, well, maybe Elsie already had given birth before it, maybe 6 months ago she had a baby, because after all, she is milking, so there is a pretty good proof, a possible proof, at least maybe a spekel or nafka, that she already had given birth before. And even in Pinsulobra, that the cow did not give birth before, but the animal that I want to take in front of me, so this is a 50-50 chance whether maybe his brother was the one that came out first. So the Chavar, you have a right to be made girl, a snake spekel. That was the suggestion to the Trinidad. Now, we would look at this fake spekel, we would have a problem with it right off the bat. What would our problem be with the fake spekel? So first of all, for something you have to do with something of a terrorist, right? It's in a certain sense worse than something you have to do with something of a terrorist. Why? The first is clearly a something begoof. You're not sure, is there any bechor problem here altogether? Because maybe it had a day before. That's something you have to begoof.
It's only one in one.
So it's worse than a tarobus. Something with tarobus means you have one animal that gets mixed up to 100 animals. I mean, a terrorist bottle, but also a midirabon, it's not bottle, so therefore we negate the tarobus midirabon. Here, you don't even have it.
And you're already passing it up before.
Right, this is worse, because you don't even have a tarobus midirabon. So it's not going to be better than a Safiyat of a group of seven Torahs. Worse going to be worse, or death going to be the same. So at the very end, the Shach makes note of that particular piece of information. But let's put that on hold now. Let's assume that you hold like within time, so we have a group of seven Torahs is also a snake speaker. It should just be a good snake speaker. So the question is this an example of Shem Echad on it? It's a partial theme. It is yes. We're being done on. Cow, okay? Whatever you want it to be. Okay? Two babies in front of us. We'll do a little cow. Okay? Big words tell you. You got a little bit too real. Okay. This is cow number one. This is calf number one. This is calf number two. Now, there's also a possibility that way before we even got to this picture, okay, it already had, you know, loads of little calves floating around. Maybe a grandmother, anyway. So I want to come and eat calf number one. I'm hungry now. I want to chef calf number one. So comes to the tomb and says, L'char to Svek Svek. Suffolk effort is, maybe it already had a baby last year. An infant's woman thing on the baby last year, well, maybe calf number two was really calf number one. It was really the first calf that came out. That's the space thing. So comes to the possession and says, no, that's a lousy space thing. Why? I share it. What's the name of the suffix? The bottom line. What is the suffix to be mounted to calf number one? Does anyone? Suffix, what? Suffix, victim. Zikr means that it had a baby already. It means the only thing that could possibly be mouth you to eat calf number one is to say that Elsie had a baby beforehand. Which baby did Elsie have? Is that a cow then? Betsy? Elsie's not? Elsie's also okay. Next time we'll have two cows afterwards, we'll go on Betsy. Okay? So, either Elsie had. Either Elsie had a baby last year, or Elsie had baby number two before baby number one. So basically, the two started to mount the baby number one at the same time. Namely, maybe Elsie had a baby before him. So that's a classic Shemekah. So far so good. Comes to Shach and says, no, it's not Shemit, why not?
There's enough here.
Comes to Shach and says, the Gevaldik is said in Shemit. The Midbar Mamurv that Sveik is called Sveik Shemit, that's in both of the Sveikas accomplish the exact same thing in Halacha. But if there's any nuance, any nachminu adina between the two different types of sveikas, notwithstanding the fact that they happen to be shenechad, in terms of other boy that they're using the same words, that's not called shenechad. So therefore, comes the shach and says, there's a tremendous nachminu adina whether Elsie had a baby last year or whether maybe two came out first. My nachminu, said I eat calf, remember two also. So if you're working with the suffix rishon is maybe Elsie had an A beforehand, then the result of suffix of that suffix rishon is that one and two are both mutter. If you're working with suffix number two, then maybe two came out before one, so then you can't be mutter both. Halacha Raisa, you can't say one and two are mutter, and maybe one of them is may very well be a bechor. So comes the shach and says the Gevaldik Yisrei, that whenever you have a sveika that looks like shevechot, if you can by the skin of your teeth pull out any nafkamina whatsoever. So now comes the Shach and says, let's change the case a little bit. Let's say this is the same. Rather than Elsie having two boys, what does Elsie have? Elsie has a boy. And think how we're gonna use this one out. Okay. So it has one boy and one girl with long hair. Okay. So comes the shach and says, "Nari up the tree." Why? Because lachari, this is also a subject. Because I want to eat animal number one. Animal to be sure I can eat. It's a girl. So I'm sure he was born first and born afterwards. The girls are okay, but Tapas, I want to eat number one. So it's very clear, space baker. Maybe Elsie had a baby last year. I know some former, she didn't have a baby last year. Maybe the Bechor, the Bechara, and the Bechara, was the girl, which is supposed to be irrelevant in terms of being, having any applications for the Comes to Shach and says, now you have problems. Why? Now you're running into the potential space baker Hashem Echad problem, because the suffix number one is not being mopped there anymore than suffix number two. Remember, what was the fact of suffix number two that was different from number one? That is suffix number one. So if suffix number one is true, then both animals are mutter. If suffix number two was true, then only one of the animals is mutter. That's only true if Elsie gave birth to two boys. But if Elsie gave birth to a boy and a girl, what's the halacha? Then both of them are mutter, because after all, two is always mutter. There's no shayla lady to grow. The only shayla is on the boy. So comes the shach and says, guess what? Now you get a loose. As bizarre, as backwards as it sounds, that no one in a million years would have dreamt there's a difference whether it's two boys or a boy and a girl, it's going to come out that, this is a good trivia question. If I ask you, what's more of a problem of a whore? When there's a girl, it makes it worse. Why? Because when there were two boys, so then you circumvented, you sneaked around the shemachah problem by creating two different sveikas. The two sveikas, one was mounted more than the other. Once you introduce a girl to the picture, so then the sveikas are being mounted the same exact thing. So it's vital and runs into a problem of shemachah. That's what the shach suggests. Then the shach changes. Yeah.
If those two boys would be allowed to both, or just
no, one? No, only one. No, for sure.
Just in the yeah. It's not no worse.
Okay, you mean you end up with the same amount of meat? Okay. Fine.
And okay. You have milk.
So, but no. Very good. Okay. Good. So comes the shach with an about face.
Freezes and melts and all that.
Comes the shot, says, I'm still going to be mounted with this face maker, even in the case of the girl. Do you know why? Yes, this is where you got lost in the shot?
Yeah.
Can we talk about it from a girl's point of view? Can we get a girl down?
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't. I mean, we hope to go here at first.
Take maybe look and make a point.
That was there. We don't want that.
I was saying, since you're able to do it both ways, then that would make a difference.
No. So come to Shach and says something unbelievable. This chiddush that he just said, so Dash, whoever started this ball rolling, that to be called the sveik sveik of the shenefa, as long as one suffix is more encompassing than the other, that's not called shenefa. There doesn't even have to necessarily be a halakhic ramification of the difference of sveikas. As long as we could say with a straight face, even not in the halakhic universe, that they're different. There are different. There are different facts going on here. That's already not considered to be a sveik sveik of shenefa. So comes the Shach and says, yeah, couple are the difference. Fine. Ovi, if the first suffix is right, then it turns out my cow, Elsie, did not have any bechoras whatsoever, because she already had a baby last year. If the first suffix is wrong, and we're trying to work out just the second box, then Elsie did have a bechor. Who's the bechor? The little girl, the bechora. So comes the Shach and says, but I don't care, because the Torah says, hazachar kachdish, there ain't no dinner bechor. By the cable. So says the Shach, no, maybe there's no halachic dinner before, but a shame of her there is. I mean, she's still called the firstborn, but maybe absolutely no ramifications. Allah refuses that. Okay, not for me, but it's just a test. I'm trying to put her according to somebody. This is a little Elsie Jr. But comes the Shach and says, that's enough to transform this into a no longer being a fake, 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 fake. The fact that if suffering number one is right, then there's no firstborn animals here, whereas if suffering number two is right, there is a firstborn animal here, even though the ramifications of a firstborn animal being a girl are nilch, or zero, says the Shach, that's also enough to be called no longer shenanigans. They don't understand that. I don't understand any of this. I don't know, maybe the honest division, I don't understand any of this. This well. It's a very, very difficult call here. It's all speculation. I don't understand why exactly the first part of the clown. Why if one suffering is mounted something else more than the other, by quirk it happens to be that there's another animal here, so therefore it's mounted more than the other, so why does that change something else called a different shame suffering? I mean, if we're right, we said before that snake snake of a shenecha is... I say it like this. If you say snake snake of a shenecha, it's only a problem with your abad, and you can say whatever you please. And to say a smart abad, you don't have to be so blind. But to say, at least a chiyukum b'raisa, that whether it's this way, then it's called shenecha, therefore it's not a snake snake of a shenecha, something like that. When it affects some other area of halacha, somewhere out in space, so that somehow changes everything. And the Shach's addition, that even if it affects something which is not even in the halachic world, but it's just a lingo, and Moshe ben Yosef, this is the first book. My daughter has somebody gave her a tape when she was born, a tape of Israeli songs, Aliyah Bechora. So that's what I thought of when I was in the Shach. I always had a joke on that tape. I thought it was a big joke, Aliyah Bechora. There's no such thing as a Bechora in halacha. But not for this, according to Shach, for the same thing, but there's a bit of Bechora. The bit of Bechora affects the snakes, make it for Mr. and Mrs. Elsie. I don't know. Very, very strange. Now I don't feel so bad when my wife was pregnant first time, so my father looked for this, we have to write a safe. Write a safe with cross, and when you become a father, she write a safe with quick. So I decided, why not? When we father, she write on, she write, and I said, I'm a Harris. So I wrote a safe with Harris, that's how it happened. So Rich is gone. So then, I'm not going to say, at least for us, I'm very excited to have a daughter. But, you know, I think it's a little funny, write a safe with Harris, you got a first born daughter. So I was going to write it, and I'm going to say from that, I ain't Shach Klal Sveik Sveik Yira Al, that's also up, he didn't call the Bechera, or else it wouldn't affect him, because Sveik Sveik Yira Al. Anyway, good. Kepa so good. Anyone willing to go on? This Klal Sveik Sveik Yira Al, that's some very serious ramifications on Allah. I want to talk about two of them. I'm going to stop them today. I'm going to finish it today. One is in terms of Nida, and one is in terms of Oschadash. And we saw in our parents. Both cases, you can run from a concrete wall in terms of Sveik Sveika. So there's a famous Sveik Sveika that Ramal, we spoke about already a couple of shiurim ago. It seems like we've been learning this Sveik for a month, but we've only been on it for 2 weeks. So the Ramal says that sometimes in the Nida, you could use Sveik Sveika. to be master a woman. When we said it's a Khan, but that only makes sense to the Rash, but maybe the Rabbah, he talked about this Ramah, the angle of Mr. Akaris. But now after the angle of comes along and says, let's say you have a woman who she thinks she has
a macha.
She's pretty sure she has a macha. The only problem is, it's not a macha hayadua shemaitzidan. Then we quoted last time, Machlokes the Rashi and the Mordechai, there are different levels of machas. There are machas hayadua shemaitzidan. She knows the document, the actual inside, and sees, yeah, it's hayadua, the mom should wash the bleed. The type of a macha that's clearly bleeding, that's hayadua shemaitzidan. Then you have another type of macha, which she has a macha there, but she can't really say that she's sure that it's bleeding. That's hayadua shemaitzidan. So when the Gemara said we can tell the macha, woman has a macha and a mochar, so she, the dam comes out is mutter. So the Rashba says that any kind of macha, either way is okay. And the Mordechai says only if it's Yiddur Shabbat. So the Ramah's macha. The Ramah says that we have to assume that it's that if it's any Yiddur Shabbat Zidane, you can't say it's from the Baba that it's coming from the macha. You have a baby. 50-50 chance. We call it 50-50 one. Comes the Ramah and says 50-50 is taking the rights of Chumash. So you have to assume the dam is coming from another part of the macha, not from the macha of the macha. However, the Ramah says. Let's say the woman is not even sure where the dam is coming from. Maybe it's coming from the stubborn. Stubborn meaning any other part of that area of the body which is not even not the uterus at all. That's called the stubborn. So let's say according to many posts, can the cervix is part of the stubborn, or the vaginal area is a true part of the stubborn. Maybe the dam is coming from there. And even if it's a woman that's coming from inside the uterus, maybe it's coming from the mokar, from the makar in the mokar. It's the famous the head of the six sacred drum. So comes the shaft and says, this is a terrible sake sake. A lousy sake sake. Why? It's sake sake of the Shemekh. What's the sake sake of Shemekh? Luke, why is the sake sake of Shemekh? Damanet started. Why is it mutter? Because it's Dama. It's not Dam Nidus. Dam Nidus means blood from the uterus. It's Makari Haram. It's Mokha. Dam from the Makha and the Mokha is mutter. Why? Because it's Da'amakra, not da'am. So comes the Shach and says, if that's the same suffering, what would you say to the Shach? Let's say the woman knows the blood's not coming from the stuff. She knows it's coming from inside the makar. She doesn't know it's Yahuwah Shemot Da'am. She knows she has two makras in the makar. She has makar on the right side of the makar and makar on the left side of the makar. So you can tell her like this. The woman should be looking, why? Something is coming from the makar or it's coming from makar number one. And even if the woman's not coming from makar number one, maybe it's coming from makar number two. Did anybody say that? That's ridiculous. Why is that silly? It's the same thing. By definition, the 100 makas is one makas. It's like the shah, it's a double, it's a double makas. So just because you put the makas in the stadim, so why does that affect the sveik sveika aspect? That's the shah that the shah is. So all the echmer and jump in there and say is a classic violation of sveik sveika shah.
I think more makas like that makas comes from the
book. Oh, so comes Mati. It says, I'll tell you what the answer is, based on the shah himself. You can use the shach against the shach monkey. Comes monkey and says that if I can show you any nafkamina ladina between dam makam and atzadim and kadmus and dam makam and mokar, so that will create a scenario of not being called to sveik as b'shem echad. So how are you going to do that? So in terms of yeredei hilchas nida in the year 2003 in America, there is absolutely no difference where this dam comes from. If it comes from the makash and the makar, or it comes from the stadim, she's muteris to bite. Okay? So that's the end of that. Is it?
From the time of the
morning,
isn't it?
No, not in terms of physical difference. I'm talking about...
According to
the
Shach, he said any difference.
What? Yeah, okay. But we're assuming that you can't tell what it's called. So comes Eli and says, yeah, chapa nafkamina, depending on what you hold in the sugya, you need the dafka zayin. Anyone figure out that sugya? You need the dafka zayin? Pick my chodesh to the mark. Called mapa makoma tome, and mapa makoma tome. Anyone hear that phrase before today? Sometimes you'll hear it, sometimes like in a sefer we'll write, like if he wants to show you that what he said, so sometimes like they'll use that lingo. And mapa makoma tome. That's what they're you find this. You may have read it in place and never realized that it's a paraphrase you might use not to that. So you must have a place that's around the following. Everybody agrees that if you have a makar shema makar, the blood that comes out is not going to answer the woman. However, every time a woman bleeds in a makar, so there is three different things that happen. three different ramifications of that meanness. Number one, she becomes a sort of Maya, totally interests us. Number two, she becomes Tamea, like you sort of Kuzari, honestly. And number three, what's the third Nafkamina of God needs us? Besides making the woman to man, besides answering the Lubayla, what else does it do? It's coming. Dam needs us is the Avatuma. So if the Dam needs us falls on our clothing, that clothing is going to become Tamea. The Kham to the Gemara says, what if you have the following situation? What if you have Dam that emanates from the Mokar? It is coming from the uterus, it was in the uterus at some time. But for some quirk, it happens not to be labeled in halacha as dam yidus. Some technical reason it's not dam yidus. It's not going to be the tamei the woman, and it's not going to ask the woman. Is the dam itself tamei enough? That dam falls onto a deger, does that the tamei the deger enough? So the Gemara has a few nafkamiyas in the shadow. The Gemara says, what is this dam? Let's say you have a woman who, I'll give you the most extreme case that Gemara draws. The woman died, and after death, some blood comes out of her body. Comes out there, the dam comes out of the mocha, after death. Does that create a tumas nida on the woman? No, that's not called the riyas. The riyas dam, that's what we really have to deal with. Does that create an isser nida? It's meaningless to talk about. She's dead already. So there's no isser nida, there's no tumas isha, nothing. The Gemara talks about like that. Is that dam coming or not? The man after me is dam in the mace. Anyway, the man after me is dam in the mace. Is only telling me if it's revius dam. Dam minus is probably even the masher. So comes the Gemara and says, here you have an example of dam which emanated from the mokar and came out of the woman in such a way that it's not going to be the tamidar and it's not going to answer the Bible. Is that dam itself a dover coming or not? Well, give me another example of dam that could come out of the woman's body. Technically speaking, doesn't make him into a nida. You might go damish for ferris. Let's say, rather than the blood coming out normally, they inserted a tube into the woman's body, which is pretty very relevant to the there, and all the blood came out there after tube. Damish for ferris. So the Gemara says, technically speaking, a raw damish for ferris is tahora. And she doesn't become tamea, and she doesn't become a nida or a bile either. That may be helpful sometimes. So,
what was the case with the dead person?
Blood, after she's dead already, then she starts to bleed. Dam leaves the uterus.
And that's not considered dam nidus?
So that's not called the ias nidus. She doesn't become a nidus because of that. She doesn't become a nidus because of that. But on the other hand, it's dam which came to the mokar. So we want to know, anytime you have something that comes from the mokar, but for some technical quirk reason, it didn't create a shame nidus of the woman. Is the dam tummy or not? So that's the point of the term. It's called mocha mukamu tummy, mocha mukamu tummy. What's the mocha? What's the mocha for that man? You have a mocha mukamu tummy. Rashi is a very strange thing in that city. What does Rashi say? The least one? No, that's the short one. You got it? You need that design. Oh, well,
you're all uncomfortable with Greek lizards.
Here Rashi doesn't say Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi in another place. Rashi in another place in the Sugya says the opinion that says the Makom Makom Atam is not possible. It must be Allah Hamashim Sira. So Rashi feels like he's there. Where did he get from? Doesn't say it anyway. Mustafa is Allah Hamashim Sira. So it comes, the Gemara says, there's another nafkamina between these Tanoim who had a machlek is about Mokha 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 Mokha, and that's if you have Dam Makha Shiva Mokha. What's the difference? So Dam Makha Shiva Mokha, since it's good as Dam Makha, so it can't ask the woman. That's not called the reason. That's not the time of the woman. The Tachos, that blood was in the Mokha, it was in a Makha Shiva Mokha. So when that blood comes out and falls onto all of her clothing, is that with time of the day or not? That's the machlek is up to us. That machlekes of tanoim is obviously only applied to dam macha shiva mocha. That's when you have a nosebleed. So if anybody in the right mind say that that blood is coming to call it stupid, it's not in the place of mocha. It's not from the mocha at all. So what's the deal if a woman has dam which comes out of tzedakah, not a macha shiva mocha, but a macha shiva tzedakah? So is macha shiva tzedakah considered to be a macha similar to macha shiva mocha, or is that similar to be a nosebleed? What's the answer? Obviously. It's a nosebleed. A mamish of Yisrael, although it physically comes out of the same area, but it doesn't come out of the mokar. So mokar will come with tamei, not stozim will come with tamei. So comes the neidi b'yeduta, nice and tshuva. It's this gemara that's going to save. It's going to save the Ramah's sefer. Sefer neidi b'yeduta. The two sefers are not the same. All the two sefers, suffering and stozim, suffering and mokar. And it's lomim and mokar, shemim and mafish and mokar. If it's a dam that's stubborn, so then not only is it not metame the woman, does it not ask the woman the baila, it doesn't even have a shame dam on it at all, and if all of them are clothing, the clothing is going to be torn. So that's like nosebleed blood. If it really is dam min ha-mokor, even though it's a mokor shem ha-mokor, of course, you got opinion that paskin is mokor mokor mokomen, so that dam is now going to be metame in her clothing. That's not the same suffix. There are different ramifications to each of the sveikas. We already filed the shot in the two Elsie babies. That any karm, the two sveikas have different ramifications. One is Mafi Yosem Echaveroi, that's not called the Shein Echad. So too, says the Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of the Ramos also, Echad Mafi Yosem
Echaveroi.
Oh, so one is into Shach Yelizis. The Shach himself, if anybody remember the color sveik of the Shach, it had to be the Shach himself. So how come Rufus neither didn't remember? But he wrote a chel kalaf. What's the answer? So first of all, there's a big machlech is how we pass it. There's steers and around. There's not as that's not relevant. Normally you talk about the sukkah, you might want to tell who cares. It's a day with the tara, it becomes critical in terms of passing the sveik sveik. So there are steers in the rabbin, how the rabbin passed it. But it could be a different book. It could be that the reason why the shach felt that even a niyach, this is true, that motam mekom atome, this is still not going to save us out of the problem shein echad. Why? The Rebbe either went one jump, one step past the Shach himself. See, the Shach was the one who was building castles of not shein echad sveik sveik. They're saying that as long as it has nafkaminas, as long as it, even if it doesn't have halachic nafkaminas. But there's one thing that the Shach at least limited himself to. He stayed in Hukas Bechairis. In a certain sense, he went past the Ramah. In a certain sense, the Ramah went past him. So he went past the Ramah to extend his cloud of limiting sex, but even the cases which are not halachic ramifications, like the case in the old and the Keva, but at least it was a Yardesh or a Gimel. Here, what the Rebbe Yehuda did was he took this principle of the Shach and he brought in two Mitzvah into the picture. He says, I'll find your nafkamina anywhere you challenge me, anywhere in Kol Darku, I'll find your nafkamina, and that's going to be machkia, the shame. So it's fake Mashenechla, maybe the Shach is not willing to say that. So it could be that everyone may agree to the Klaus Sveik Sveik Mashenechla. But everyone may agree that the two Sveikas are not exactly the same, so let's not call the Sveik Sveik Mashenechla. But the Shach's Chiddush, that's called not going to be the same because of some Lashem Rei Adam difference, even though there's not a Lashem Rei Adam difference, there are more, wasn't Meshuvah to that, not a Meshuvah to that. Whereas the Yehuda's Chiddush, that it could be Pacha the Shem Shem Echad, strange that may sound, because he has an Achimino of Shum of Tara, the Shach may not agree to that. So they're both wild Chiddushim, the Ramanach was needed as a wild Chiddush, and the Shach in the Chiddush is a wild Chiddush, but neither Chiddush is necessarily dependent one upon the other. But this, believe it or not, this clause, so you say, Shem Echad, will come around the middle of Adocha, in terms of passing the Yav, the Shach of the Chiddush. So we only have one last Sveik Sveik of Shem Echad. And that is Chadash. I can't do justice to the Sveik of Chadash and Remiss. So we'll put it on hold for next year. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have a special, like every other Thursday, but tomorrow we'll have a special unique year. And I know some guys did request my recovery for a special unique year, but what I would rather guys do, the guys really pushed me, so I'll give you a few more recoveries than you about that. But what I'd rather the guys do is spend a little bit of time tomorrow either catching up or getting ahead, but trying just to make a little sense of some of the things here. I have a feeling that some guys are floating around a little bit in the elements on the end of the thing. So give me tomorrow free, not a freebie to do that, but tomorrow give me a little bit of time. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have a little time.